Well, we've finally finished our harvest for Easter. It's been big because the demand this year has been extraordinary, and we're very, very pleased.
What are the hours like on a prawn farm leading up to Easter?
Well, the hours are always busy, regardless, Easter or otherwise, because animals require, or these particular animals, looking after 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so we've got people here all the time. The processing people put a lot of time in, obviously, through that time, and so do the harvest guys, the people involved in harvesting the prawns. It's a lot of very early morning starts, and the last couple of days have been pretty wet, so it's been uncomfortable, but they're finished now and they can go home and have a beer.
Do you up your production in the lead-up to busy times of the year like Easter and Christmas?
Yeah, certainly the harvesting. I mean, production's is set a long time ago. Your volume of what you can harvest is set for when you stock. But obviously we do harvest a lot of extra prawns in fresh product through that time, and we work through the weekend prior to that to try to make as much as we possibly can for the... It's just maintain your customers' expectations through that period.
We're looking out over a pond now and you can hear the aerators in the background. How many prawns would be in this pond?
Well, the average number of prawns in a hectare is around 400,000, so it's 40 prawns a square metre. So, and most of the harvests, especially with our domesticated stock, come out at pretty high survival. So we're looking at 350 to 360,000 actually harvested as well.
And they're all processed here on site? They're cooked and prepared?
Absolutely. The larger prawns, we're doing a lot of raw these days. It's green to people that still call them green, but raw is the official term. And that's running the larger stuff, but 95% of what we do still is cooked.
Whereabouts do you sell your prawns beyond the farm gate? I've seen some people rocking up today to buy them, to get their last minute prawns, but where are you selling them beyond that?
We supply to Coles, to IGA, Costco, and some of the smaller guys too, but... So the major wholesalers in Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne as well.
It's been pretty wet these past few days and it's pretty cool. What type of growing conditions do you need to cultivate prawns in a pond setting?
Well, this particular species like warm water, hence we farm in North Queensland in the early parts of the year, early parts of the season, I should say. Now it's coming to the end of it. It's April now and this is getting to the end. And next 3 or 4 weeks, the water will be too cold for us to keep going and we'll finish the whole crop off then.
What are the advantages of a prawn that's grown on a farm in a pond as opposed to a wild caught prawn?
I guess predictability is the main one. If you're able to stock your pond at the right time and grow them under normal average conditions, then you've got a fairly good reasonable chance of getting a crop that you can predict. The wild guys obviously have a lot of restrictions, be it governmental, environmental, weather, all sorts of things that will... it won't let them be as predictable as we can be, but we're still a tiny part of it. You know, we're only 6% of the whole industry in Australia. That's how small we really are.
Prawn farms are only 6%.
That's correct. If you take all the prawns within Australia, between what's imported by far is the biggest, and the wild guys at the moment are probably 4 to 5 times the size that we are.
How do prices differ for wild caught as opposed to farmed?
Oh, I don't think there's any difference really. It depends very much on the time of the year, whether it be Christmas or Easter. Some of the supermarkets will pay more for farm because it's predictable and they can set their prices in advance. We try to set a price for the year, something that the wild guys obviously aren't able to do. But generally, the prices are pretty well the same.
Do you eat prawns yourself?
You know the answer to that. I think it's good not to eat your own profits.
So no?
That's a no.
If you were to eat the prawns, what type of recipe tips would you, or preparing tips would you give people ahead of Easter?
Well, actually, I love cooking prawns. It's something I do a lot of. Cooking for other people, and actually I barbecue them mainly, but if you're going to have a farm, I mean, Australians love fast food, so you're going to buy a prawn that's pre-cooked for you, and if you can do that, you buy the freshest prawns you can. Or hopefully you buy Australian prawns, be they farmed or be they wild, but it's what your needs are. If you've got the time, then you barbecue them. If you're in a hurry or you're just going out somewhere, there's nothing better than just a feed of cooked prawns, because the way the prawns are cooked in Australia, they are sensational.